Hello and welcome to Faith Center. Thank you for joining us today. For more information on Faith Center, visit us online at www.faithcenter.cc. First John, when you got it, say amen. You know, for those of you that don't know the Bible really good, or you're a little bit confused when I say John, there's the Gospel of John, then there's the Epistle of John. So when you, anytime you hear 1 John, 2 John, or 3 John, it's always, the epistles toward the back of the book. 1 John chapter 4. When you got it, say amen. I know I'm ready to read. Listen to this. Dear friends, and I'm reading 1 John 4, 7 from the New Living Translation of the Bible. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Say that with me. Love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God. Listen to that. For anyone that does not love does not know God. Anyone who does not love does not know God. For God is love. Say that with me. God is love. Say it again like you mean it. God is love. And listen to the next verse. It says, God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only son into the world. How many know that that's how God showed you how much he loves you? He showed you how much he loves you by sending his son into the world. So that we might have eternal life through him, this is real love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Verse 11, dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God. But if we love each other, listen to that, if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. And then I want to jump down to verse 15, I think it is. And all who confess that Jesus is the Son of God has God living in them, and they live in God. Verse 16, we know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love. And all who live in love live in God. How many of you want to live in God? You have to live in love. All who live in love live in God. How many know that you can't live in God without living in love? See, you are jacked up, tore up, messed up if you're saying that you're living for God and you're doing it without love. Sorry, I have to tell you that. Happy Valentine's. God is love. And listen, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect so that we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. The next verse, the number is so small. Such love has no fear. Because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment, and this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. We love each other because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, but hates a Christian brother or sister, that person is a liar. And if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see? And he has given us this command, those who love God must also love their Christian brothers and sisters. And I would, you know, some of these translations, I think it should have just said, you got to just flat out love, period. Not just your Christian brothers and your sisters. And I think that part of the scripture that when Jesus says, don't just, salute or well wishes on somebody that does that back to you, but do it even to those that don't wish you well and don't want to see you succeed. Amen. Let's pray. Father, today I just ask, Lord, that you would just, Lord, just bring us deeper, Father, and that we may experience even greater love, Father. Just like the scripture says, greater love has no man than this, than that a man should lay his life down for his friends. And Lord, I know you call us friends. And I just pray, Father, that we'll just grow in this love, extravagant love, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. One guy said these words, without love, our earth is a tomb. Without love, our earth is a tomb. Isn't that right? Without love, boy, I'll tell you what, our life is empty. Our life is void. Without love. And so that's why this individual that said that, I think he said a whole lot when he said, without love, our earth is a tomb. We like walking, living in a grave. Listen to what another guy says about this, and I thought it was powerful. He says that life begins at the end of your comfort zone. And when I thought about that, I kind of rewrote my own. I want to put my own thought into it. And I wrote it down like this. When I heard him say that life begins at the end of your comfort zone, I thought, you know what? Love begins at the end of your comfort zone. Isn't that right? You have to come out of your comfort zone to experience God's love. Love begins at the end of our comfort zone in order to fully experience and live love. You must take the risks and step out on the limb and practice love. Let me say that again. Love begins at the end of our comfort zone. In order to fully experience and live love, you got to take the risk. You have to step out on the limb, and you have to practice love. You practice it at the expense of possibly being rejected. You know, the Bible says that Jesus came onto his own, and his own received him not. They rejected him. That was love coming to the earth, love in his fullness being manifest where we could see it in action. Yet, it was rejected. But you have to be willing. Amen. You have to be willing to step out on the limb. You have to be willing to take the risks and practice love. So this morning, I want to talk to you about the practice of love. And so today is, as I talk to you about the practice of love, number one, the first thing I want to tell you is, and this scripture is telling us, the first thing that we find out, and you got to know this, God is love. That's why it's so important for us to know God. You want to know love? You got to know God. You want to know love? You got to know God. You want to know God? You got to know love. You got to practice love. You got to live in love. Boy, and I'll tell you what, 1 John 4, as we already read, in 1 John 4, 15 and 17, it says that whosoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we know and we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love. You know what? I remember back in the 70s. Close your ears, honey. I was madly in love with a girl. Not like my woman, though. Not like I am with Annette. I've never loved a woman like Annette. Happy Valentine's. But you know what changed my life when it came to God? Because I remember as a youngster, I always thought as God as mysterious. As we would drive near Mary Macklett and as the homies, we didn't call them homies, you know. Well, I'll call them homies, but as the homies would be knocked out, half dead. Anytime we passed by the church, they'd right away, no matter how wasted they were, they just respect, you know. But I always pictured God as a steeple, a church steeple, a big giant black book, mysteries never to be understood. Things that you would never understand. And I remember going to church as a little kid and just watching all the stuff and just being awed, like, wow, so what does that mean? And I knew what the plate meant. It meant put your money in there. But I didn't understand all the other stuff. And then one day somebody told me, and that's this person that I mentioned. For the first time, they told me, did you know that God is love? Boy, that just struck me so hard. I couldn't comprehend it. What? How could God be love? And the reason that it was so powerful was because for the first time, I thought, boy, I'm in love with this person, and I'm willing to change. I'm willing to stop getting high. I'm willing to stop acting like a moron. I'm ready to change. And you know why I was ready to do that? Because I thought, man, I care about this person. I don't want to mess this up. I don't want to blow this. And because of that, I kept thinking that. So when I first heard that God is love, it was powerful. I thought to myself, How can God be love? I know he's judgment. I know he's fire. I know he's a black, big, giant Bible. I know he's a church steeple. I know that he's all the mysteries. But God being love. Do you know that today, that God is love? Come on, do you know that today, that God is love? And see, in order to really experience it, that's why a lot of times, see, you have so many definitions of love in the world, right? You got kids that have been abused and misused and all under the banner of, this is love. I heard such a tragic story of a little girl that was being abused. And I believe it was her stepfather. All under the guise that when they finally pulled his covers and they found out that what he was doing, he came along and he said, I'm just trying to teach her love. That is not love. God is love. God loves you. He cares about you. That's what love is. God is love. Love will lift you up. Love will heal you. I'll tell you that if I never would have experienced, and all of us here today, if we never would have experienced God's love, we never would have been healed of our brokenness, of our broken heart. I can truly say today that the love of God mends and heals broken hearts and puts their lives back together again. God is love. Number two, let me just throw this out there. I only got like 20 of them. No, I'm only kidding. You won't last 20. But I'm just going to give you three, but let me give you this. The second important thing, and as I'm going down this avenue, You can just label it as three powerful truths about love that you should know. And I already said one is God is love. Man, I just feel like I need to dwell on that some more. That if because God is love, then that means we need to get to know him more. But how will I know him? Through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, through fellowship with God, through spending time with God. How do you get to know somebody? You don't really know somebody until you spend a lot of time with them. And as you spend time with God, you will get to know God. And you know what's awesome is that you get to learn love and you get to experience love through the thick and the thin and through the hardest times, through the most difficult time, through the loneliest time, through the biggest battles in your life. You can experience this love that I'm talking about. Come on, you want to give the Lord praise? Come on. God is love. If we could state it like this, we could say that it was love stepping out of eternity and being revealed to us here in the pages of human history. That's the love of God. And in order to experience this, the second truth that we need to get is this. Love God with all your heart. Amen. Say that. Look at somebody and tell them, love God with all your heart. Look at somebody and tell them that. Tell them again, love God with all your heart. Do it with all. Go with me to Matthew 22, and we're almost done. Go with me to Matthew 22, please. Matthew 22, when you got it, say amen, so I know you're there. I'm going to read you the Bible so you know I'm not lying. Matthew 22. So first of all, we found out that God is love. Wow, what a powerful revelation that God is love. That's why we should get to know him. Because God is love. There's no distortion. There's no abuse. There's none of those negatives that are attached to God's love. Amen? Praise God. It's not going to hurt you. God's love is not going to mess you up. God's love is not going to betray you. God's love will never hurt you. God's love will heal you. And God's love will build you up. Love edifies. It builds up. It strengthens. It encourages. It'll heal. Matthew 22. Did I say 22? And I want you to look with me over at verse 36. And boy, these numbers are small. That's what I get for bringing this one. Matthew 22, verse 36. Well, why don't we look over at verse 34? Because this one says, it tells us the most important commandment, right? What is God's most important commandment to us? And that's what this thing says. And listen to what he says. In verse 34, when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees. Now, how many of you know the difference between the Sadducees and the Pharisees? Let me tell you, the Sadducees don't believe in angels and don't believe in resurrection. That's why they're sad, you see. Right? The Pharisees, on the other hand, hey, that's truth. I'm telling you the truth. Look at it. That's the difference between these two sects. Sect. Two different style of beliefs. The Pharisees, they believe in angels and then believe in resurrection. That's why they're fair, you see. All right, there you go. That's my joke for today. Not too good. Okay, what verse we have? See? That's what I get. Verse 35. So here's what's happening. The Sadducees, the Pharisees, it says that they met together to question him again. So here, you got to imagine, man, the religious leaders, they're going to corner Jesus and they're going to try to trap him. And listen to what they say. One of them, an expert in the religious law, right? You always got the experts, right? And listen to what he says. Tried to trap him with this question, "Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? What's number one? What should be medal? What should be at the top of the top, the cream of the crop? What should be at the very top of our list?" That's really what they're asking. Verse 37, Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophet are based on these two commandments." Boy, you want to fulfill what God is saying to you? You got to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And another portion of Scripture says, with all your strength. In other words, you got to put everything into loving God. Amen? I don't know. Sometimes we're good at putting a lot into a lot of stuff. And sometimes we're not as good into putting a lot into loving God. Hello, amen? And what I mean by that is, you know, you could put a lot into your craft, your whatever you're learning, and you could put a lot, and you could master it, and you could give yourself to it. And what he's telling us today is that, boy, you need to love God. This is the cure-all for all. You love God, and out of that, what happens is, all of a sudden, you find something happening as you're loving God. Now, something is happening. I'm able to love right here. You're able to love that person next to you. You're able to love your husband the way you should. You're able to love your wife the way you should. You're able to love your neighbor the way you should. You know that unlovable person? You know that person that rubs you the wrong way? Every time you just see their face. You ever have somebody like that? You just got to see their face. And you're, oh, man. And you're like, boy, it's going to be a challenge today. But that's a good challenge. That's good. Because, see, you're not really learning to grow in love if you're only loving people that are good to you. You're not really growing in love if you only get along with, oh, yeah, yeah. And then I was like, ugh. You know, you're not going to grow like that. You will grow more by loving that person than you will loving the people that you just get along so easy with. And man, we just hit it like, whoo, we just, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We just, oh man, sister, I just love you, sister. See you next week. That's good. Keep it up. But take that also and practice on the unlovable. Amen. Come on, say amen, somebody. Amen. Practice on them. That person that drives you the wrong way all the time. I remember there was a guy, and there's been quite a few. How many of us have had those people in our life that, boy, they just challenge us, don't they? Am I the only one around here that's kind of carnal? I remember one of the times that I've had a few people that I've run across. I'm usually get along pretty easy with people. I'm an easy to get along with guy. If I have enemies, I don't know who they are. They're probably there. But I've had people come and tell me, man, I hated you. And you know, I've had people tell me, I was jealous of you. And I didn't like, because I didn't like the way that you just came to our church and you just, and all of a sudden, man, there God was doing this. And you, and they told me, I didn't like you. Homie, you don't even know me. You know, I might look a little rough on the edges, but overall, I'm not really that bad, at least. But all of us have those challenges in our life, don't we? And that's why when we love God with all of our heart and we give our love to God, listen to this. That's why here he's saying to us, boy, you got to love God and you got to love your neighbors. And then he takes it farther. You want to go farther? How many want to go deeper in love? Oh, one person. Come on, everybody. How many want to go deeper in love? Well, he says, love God, love your neighbors. And then Jesus takes it farther. He says, boy, you're doing good. You want to go farther? Love your enemies. Woo, what? Well, let me pull out the list. What will I do with this list? Boy, we need to do what Chito did. Get that envelope, put it on an envelope, throw it on the floor. Lord, give me power to love them. You know, do your computer printout. The list of people that don't like you for whatever reason. They don't even know you. But when they get to know you, they might get to love you even more. Isn't that right? How many times have you had an enemy and then all of a sudden you guys just connected, you did something for that person, you went out of your way to do something for that person, and boom, it turned them right around and they said, you know what? You are all right. I like you. Wow. In order to grow, listen, your love and affection for God grows more intense as you love God. There is a law of reciprocal given and felt by each other, mutual reciprocal love. As we're loving God and we're exercising this love, that love is coming back to us. And boy, that love, we're growing in it. And the more that we practice that love, the more that we're able to grow in that love. And especially in the hard place. Anybody can love. Right here. Hey, do you love me? Wow, thank you, honey. That's why I'm preaching this. That's why we're here. That's why I'm reminding you of the scripture. Write this scripture down. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. So unless I know and love God, I cannot love others the way that I should. Praise God. Sometimes we're like, man, I need therapy. And maybe you do need therapy. And, you know, but sooner or later, you know, you got to move out of that. You got to grow out of it. And I'm telling you that love heals. God heals. God's love will make us whole and make us complete. Number three, the third one as I close off. And that is, go with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5. And I want you to listen to this scripture. And that is this, the third point, and I'm going to be quiet. And we're going to praise God, and we're going to go eat. We're going to go have a good time. And we're going to be blessed. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1. Listen to what the Bible says. Imitate God. Wow. But listen how he says imitate. Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. How many of you are children of God? Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his children. Live a life filled. Everybody, what's the next words? All right, we're ready. Ephesians 5. Well, no wonder it's a little different. Walk in love as Christ loved us. And listen to the New Living Translation. He says, live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. How many want to give off a sweet, pleasing aroma to God? Come on. A good aroma. Did you know that that when they anointed Jesus for the burial before he died, you know that, did you know that he was anointed? And they put the anointment on him, and they were preparing him for his burial. Did you know that there was such a sweet fragrance when Jesus was going through and getting ready to face death? Did you know that there was a sweet fragrance that as he walked, as he was carrying the cross, as he was put on the cross, did you know that there was a sweet fragrance that came from him? And that fragrance was because he had been anointed. And boy, and that sacrifice was a sweet fragrance to the Lord. Because that was love saying, man, I love you. I love you so much, I will give my life for you. I love you so much, I will lay my life down for you. And that's why it was powerful, because he could have called, the Bible says, he could have called a legion of angels just like that. And they would have saved him and took him out of that and snuffed out all the Roman guards. But he laid his life down. And that's why he says to us, live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Hallelujah. I want you to just bow your heads with me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Praise God, man. Walk in love. Walk in love. That's God's word to us, is to walk in love. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us. He offered himself as a sacrifice, a pleasing aroma to God. We can also walk in love. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7 says that love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. It's not boastful. It's not proud or rude. It doesn't demand its own way. It's not irritable. It doesn't keep a record of being wronged. It doesn't rejoice about injustice, but it rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith. Love never loses faith. It's always hopeful. It endures through every circumstance. That is love. Father, my prayer today is as we worship God, praise God, as we worship the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that Father, just out of the Spirit of God, Father, that, Lord, that love will just flow upon each and every one of us, Lord. Lord, that as we love you, Lord, as we love you with all of our hearts, Father, The Father, that love will come back to us. And Lord, that we'll be able to love the way that we are loved by you. And Father, I just ask right now, Lord, that you would just touch every person now. Touch them, Lord, right where they're at. Lord, those that hear this, wherever they may be, I ask, Lord, that you would just touch them in a powerful way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Lord's going to give you what you need. Your heart's not empty. God's going to fill you to the very depths of your heart. He's going to give you what you need. In the name of Jesus.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Come on, lift them hands to the Lord. He's your everything.
I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. Yes. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Come on, worship the Lord.
He restoreth my soul.
Prepare with the table.